Let's get back to the Morning Edition Song Project. It's the series where we ask musicians to write an original song about the COVID era. Today, let's turn to New Orleans and the group Tank and the Bangas. We spoke to them earlier this month as a hurricane was pounding much of the Gulf Coast. Your city's almost been hit by hurricanes a couple times recently. Has that been a little scary given everything else going on?
It has been. It was threatening to hit last week and Norman drove all the way to Baltimore.
That's singer Tariana Tank Ball. She was with her bandmate, Norman Spence.
I'm from Baltimore. The storm threat came, and yeah, we were like, let's get on out of here.
I stayed home. It was very sunny.
Very sunny?
It was sunny the whole time.
That's beautiful.
So when we first approached the band over the summer, the pandemic and the George Floyd protests were dominating the news. We asked Tank to write a song that put her feelings into words. Was it one of those songs that you really labored over to come up with the right words, or did they just kind of spill out at some moment?
It actually was a mix of both, because after talking with you guys so much, it really made me kind of really dig deep on it. You know, well, what am I feeling? Well, what is going on? So I sat in the back room, you know, in New Orleans on Frenchman Street with Norman with his guitar. While he was playing, it made me start saying, I've got feelings. And I said, since I don't even know exactly what's really going on inside of me all the way, and I know a lot of people probably feel this way as well, you just got feelings. You don't really know how to express all of them, but you got some feelings. And I just wanted to really talk about that.
No way, I don't want to use a hashtag.
I've got feelings buried way down deep inside. I've got feelings and they do not get a hide. I've got feelings.
Can you talk through, like, you're sitting there on a street in a city you love? Like, what were those feelings?
Just thinking, what's going on? This was around the time when the Black Lives Matter movement was really all you saw on the internet. And it was just feeding your spirit, feeding your brain, and feeding your eyes. And it was a lot to take in to have COVID going on and being away from everybody. And just to see all of this on your screen and seeing a live death. It was a lot to take in emotionally, and it was hard, you know, to truly just kind of realize how far we haven't come in this country.
Tank also lost two people in her circle to COVID, young friends of friends. The death of the great New Orleans jazz piano player Ellis Marsalis also hit her really hard.
In New Orleans, we really like to almost celebrate death after we mourn. You know, we put the casket in the air, especially when it's somebody that was really influential in the city. And when he died, he didn't get the casket in the air. He didn't get the horns and the dancing in the street. The city couldn't celebrate him. We had to mourn in quiet. And that's not even like us.
Norman, what part of what Tank is saying relates most closely to you and what you've been through?
Just being home and being kind of stuck there, especially as a father, you know, it's hurting the kids a lot, I'll say that. You know, I think we've been looking at more of the blessings than what's wrong with it.
What's one blessing that you feel like has sort of emerged?
I get to spend time with my kids instead of touring and, you know, playing music for everybody all the time.
Well, I want to ask you about the song. There's this line, Tank, I wanted to ask you about. You say, this cycle feels like Sunday religion. It's all tradition, even the division. What do you mean by that?
You know, Sunday, every Sunday, everybody know, at least growing up in my house, it's time to go to church, you know? And when I say this feels like Sunday religion is something that always constantly comes around, and it's all tradition, and everybody know what tradition is. It's something that's passed down from generations in your family. And that's what I feel like hate is.
It sounds like you're saying that you see killings and you see protests and we just go through this tradition time and time again.
Yeah, think about that's what
religion
is.
It's going to get old next week. Like, everybody's feed doesn't look the way it looked a month ago with the hashtag. And that's why I even started in the song when I first started off. I said, no, wait, I don't want to use a hashtag. Mm. You know, because I don't want this to be over when it's not popular anymore. It's so funny because they just had true pioneers back in the day that really fought for things and they stayed with it and honestly until the day they died or they was killed. But today, you know, we're tired after protesting for a week.
But that's the media. They get to paint these narratives and then the next one that gets popped up, we forget about the last one. You get caught up in that. It's best to turn it off sometimes.
Everything you're saying, it makes sense, but it also it's like two different things. Like how do you resolve both what you're saying, Norman, like you've got to turn it off sometimes, but also Tank, what you're saying, like you don't want to just go out and protest for a week and then shut it down. Like where's the right balance?
I don't know how to change the heart of America, especially when it was really built and founded on so many terrible and horrible things that have been done to people. But I can try with songs and poems and conversations with those that I care about and love that's in my circle that could affect even the little bittiest amount of change.
It's June and I'm looking for my 40 acres plus a meal, a bag of favors, plus some 9 liters for the flavor of the revolution. Black, 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 tastes like reparations, healthcare, and some prison waivers for the free labor. My nation is on fire and the chicken burn me high.
You rap in the song that you're still waiting for your 40 acres and a mule.
Where's the 40 acres? Where's the mule? Where's the promise?
But like seriously, are you both optimistic that there will be a time when you can look at our country and say, okay, we've somehow come to a place where we've addressed the racial divisions in a real way?
Yes, there is hope.
I think there is hope. I think there is hope simply because things are changing in front of us every single day. I know I personally see that. You know, these questions are so broad. You know, how do we change it? What do we do? If it's not social media, then what? Oh my gosh, there's like a million answers, but I literally have probably about one or two. And that's that the true change can really start within. And then your change can begin to affect other people, hopefully and purposely.
Thank you all again, and best to you and your families.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That was Tank and the Bangas with their song for the Morning Edition Song Project. It is called Feelings. And you can find the whole song on our webpage at npr.org.